We thank the Lord for being here once again. Praise the Lord, everyone. There's a friend of mine that says that's not a salutation, that's an invitation. That's not like saying hi, that's saying praise ye the Lord. Everything that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. And if you can feel it, just thank Him. Just bless His name. It's here. We have a problem if you got more to, if I have more to say than you do to God. That's a problem. Sometimes I think we wait for the preacher to come up and we don't take a part of the worship ourselves or the praise ourselves. The most important part is your relationship with God. That's why the Bible says that through the foolishness of preaching. For some people it's foolishness, but those, the redeemed of the Lord, don't say that, do they? How many of you can say amen? Amen. Amen. Well, it's so good to be here once again, and we thank God for His goodness, for His mercy. We thank God for Brother Rutledge, who the man that God has placed in this place, and who has embraced us, and so many things, but has inspired us, most of all, and we thank God for that. Let's just get right to the Word. I don't want to belabor the point. I'm anticipating the word that Brother Bugua is going to preach. Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise God. And it's a pleasure, brother. We thank God for being here. And I'm going to say a quick 30-second testimony about Brother Bugua. For those of you that didn't know, this is just to build your faith to see how God works things out. See, Brother Bugua is studying at a seminary at a church in the city of Bakersfield, California. And ironically, the pastor is Brother Elias Duarte. But his son is his co-pastor, and his name is Abel Elias Duarte. Well, Brother Abel is the dean of the college there in Bakersfield, California, who's been teaching at the college for Brother Bugua for approximately about a year, brother. Is that right? Okay. Now, the significance of Brother Abel is that Brother Abel is my best man in my wedding 7 years ago. A very good friend of mine. I've known him for close to about 18 years. A very dear friend of mine. And he calls me up on, Thursday. Says, there's a brother that's visiting a church out there in your area, and why don't you give him a call? Or he'll be calling you. I give him your number and see about, see what you can do for him and see if you can help him out in any way. And I said, okay, fine, yeah. Good. Praise God. There's a friend. And so the next thing I know, it came to mind and the Lord quickened in me. And I said, by the way, is he going to Connecticut? Because he was going to a conference, an apostolic conference. And things, the puzzle started to come together. And I say this just so you understand how God works things out. And so I inquired a little bit more, and I explained, and I said, well, yeah, he's a friend, he's been studying, and he's from the country of Africa. And then the picture started to become clearer. And I said, by any chance, was he headed to Norwich, Connecticut? He says, yeah, how did you know? And I said, well, I just got done preaching for the church at Norwich on Sunday, and they're kicking off a camp meeting this week, and that's most likely where he is going. Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And so I wasn't here during the camp meeting. I was here before that. And I here am after. So just the way things work out. But just as God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then if He was here last week, then He's here today. And He's going to be here tomorrow. So why don't we just thank Him? Oh, hallelujah. Bless His name. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. For He is worthy to be praised. He works things out. God has a definite plan for us here. It does not cease to amaze us how God just works things out. And we thank God for Brother Bugwa, who the Lord brought here and who brought me here. And we thank God for good friends. And so we thank God because He's blessing us. He's working things out. I have a lot to say today, but I don't want to take a lot of time to say it. I don't know if you can. I have a raspy voice. Can you hear me? Okay. All right. And so I have a lot to say, and my spirit, my cup overfloweth. But just to kind of encourage you and to say how God works things out. I told you, congregation, I told you we were headed to California, and we thank God that He took us and He brought us. And we were blessed to be a part of a missionary summit where there was 23 other missionaries from within the domestic field and the foreign field. And we were so blessed to be with these great men of God that God is using in all of these states in Latin America, Central America, Europe, where God and the Holy Ghost and baptism is being preached and souls are being saved. Dead are being risen from the dead. I know we're not used to that, but that's Bible. And since God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, these signs shall follow them that what? So are there any believers here tonight? Hallelujah. Now you're saying, Brother Lofton, you are insane. The dead raising in United States of America. Yes. And so we are part of this summit, and we were impacted so dearly to have heard the word, and these men preached powerful words of God, and when we come back and we are empowered in our spirit, and we come to encourage you as well, and to tell you how good God is to us, to be fortunate to be with those men, and I just felt like just rubbing shoulders with them, and I said, Lord, and one of the apostles of the church said, I'm going to pray the double portion upon you, and I said, I receive it. And if we have a chance one day, we're going to bring this man of God and testimony. But let's get into the Word of God. As I said, I think God has been prompting this all day, and I'm going to share with what God has put on my heart. And if we'll turn our Bibles, and I want to read a scripture kind of as the appetizer tonight. And I say that with humility. In the book of Romans, the epistle that Paul wrote to Rome, and I want to read this one verse here, and it says in verse 16, chapter 1, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." That's enough for you to shout right there. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. When you're ashamed of something, you don't want to be a part of it. But I know that there's a church here in Norristown that is not ashamed of this gospel that we have believed, that has transformed us, that has renewed our mind, renewed our spirit. And so I want to preach tonight in this spirit that I am not ashamed of this gospel. This is everything to me. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is everything that I ever needed to find a wholesome relationship with someone. And why not stick to the basics tonight? I am so convinced that I am not ashamed of this gospel. For it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So if you believe, you have power tonight. I said, if you have a belief in Jesus Christ, you have power tonight. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, power. That's it. Greet your neighbor with a smile and say, you have power. Amen. Now we're going to read our verse here in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29. And I'm going to go quickly. There's a preacher that once said there are preachers that are 747s, there are Cessnas, but there are also those that are helicopters. We don't have a whole lot of time to go down the long runway tonight. But I hope that the power of God would ascend down in this place, that we could go up like a helicopter and just get up into the heavenly tonight to let God say and speak what thus saith God, what He wants to do. And if you feel something, just shout out a hallelujah or a praise the Lord or amen, brother. That is truth. I believe it. I'm with you. Like I said, we don't have a whole lot of time, but I do want to speak this. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29, it says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. Now, I don't know what you've been through, but if you are lacking tonight, God has a supply for you. He has His own generator of power to give unto you. And if you need a new touch from God, you can get it here tonight, right here, right there. See, there's a spirit here, and Sister Vicky and all these people that participated in this service, if you're listening to me, there's a spirit upon you right there. Just lift your hands and begin to worship Him. There's a spirit. As she began to say the testimony, I could feel the power of God. And that's right. We receive the blessing, but you receive your blessing right there. See, I believe in the supernatural of the power and the Word of God. That it doesn't matter where you find yourself, but for this is power to he that believeth. It doesn't take a whole lot of understanding. You just have to believe. Oh, can we give the Lord a hand praise and worship Him? Lord, we thank You, God. We thank You for this Word. We pray right now Your anointing, that it come upon us. That it be a part of us, Lord God. I pray You give me understanding, give me liberty, God, to preach this Word with authority, God, with power, with unction, with anointing, God. Give me Your anointing to speak with Your mind, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We give You the honor. We give You the glory. We give You all the praise, Lord God. Oh, let the people speak up of Your goodness, of Your mercy, of Your grace, Lord God. We thank You, God. We appreciate You, Jesus. For we are not ashamed of this gospel, God. For it is the power of salvation to us that have believed, that have stood firm on Your Word. We thank You and we appreciate everything that You're doing, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we pray tonight. And everyone says, amen. You may take your seats praising the Lord. In the book of Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. See, some of us think it's intellect or strength or power or some other source of strength that God has to use. But I'm here to tell you tonight, if you have believed on the Word of God, and if you are filled with His Holy Ghost, you have power unto salvation. Can somebody say hallelujah? I'm going to need you to help me preach today. My voice is a little sore. But I want to share this word with you. And I don't want you to hold back today. Let this not be just another service, another Tuesday night, another message, another sermon. I don't want to walk out of these doors the same. But because I believe that God is doing something new today. I said today. See, it's easy to look back and say, yesterday we shouted, or oh, yesterday the Lord blessed me. But the Bible says that the promises and the blessings of God are new each and every day. And I'm counting on those blessings today. Because I need to hear from God. And I need to be renewed in my spirit. So He told Zerubbabel, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And in Matthew He says, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then He says to the sick of the palsy, this man that was laid there, and He told him, arise, take up thy bed and go into thine house. See, what it happens is if you're down and out and you feel you have no strength and you're weak, that's when you need to look on God. That's what you need to look to the author and the finisher of your faith. That's when you need to look on Him, because He is looking down, looking for a worshiper. Somebody that's willing to put everything aside and say, God, I am right here. I look to You, God. I need Your Spirit. I need Your power. I need Your anointing. And so when He looked on that man, He didn't tell him, well, if you want to get up. See, some of us feel that God's going to beg us. Well, if you want to get out of your chair, or you want to get out of your bed. No, He says, arise, get up. See, that reminds me, just as the dead man in that cave known as Lazarus. The people around him and said, if you could only believe, you would see the miracle of God or the power of God. And the church was gathered around. We're going to call it the church. The brethren. The people of God. And Lazarus was in that place. But Jesus knew all along, they're not going to believe till they see it. And so He says, okay, we'll get there. And He took His time. And the reason why He took His time, because where God opens a door, no man can shut. And when God shuts the door, no man can open it. And see, the reason why God does that is because He doesn't want man to mess things up. There's something that I learned the other day from a friend, a missionary friend. He says, God in the beginning created Adam and Eve. And see, sometimes we as pastors and ministers, we think that it's failure to us if some of the congregation gets a little cold or gets a little strayed, or the people of God aren't receiving. And we're hard on ourselves. And we as Christians as well, as part of the church, we get hard on ourselves. Well, I don't really feel it. And you know, I'm tired and I've been just kind of achy. But I'm here to tell you that just as sin entered the world and God was in charge, it was nobody else. It was Adam and Eve. You don't need to worry. God is in control. It doesn't matter what's out there. It doesn't matter all the enemies and all the spirits that come against us. Because the Bible says, upon this rock, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. That's not a defensive position. That's the church on the offense. That means that fence or that gate or that door or that wall will come tumbling down if you will just step forth into it. If you will take it head on. If you will take your problem head on. If you will take your situation head on. See, what that means is that it's going to take a little extra effort. Because that's why He told Zerubbabel, it's not by power, not by might, But it's through something supernatural, through my spirit, saith the Lord. And if we will just get that into our spirit tonight, it doesn't matter what comes against us. The power of God is going to lead us. It's going to save souls. It's going to redeem souls. It's going to baptize souls. It's going to fill souls. It's going to change souls. Oh, hallelujah. And so when the multitude saw this miracle, they marveled and they glorified God, which had given such power unto men. See, the religious people said, oh, he can't do it. What's he doing? It's Sunday. But I'll tell you, when he showed up to that tomb at Lazarus, he didn't ask him, well, Lazarus, or he didn't ask Mary or Martha, do you want him to come out? They were crying, they were weeping. But God had a plan. He was going to show them something. Now, the Bible doesn't say this, but this is how I believe it. When he said, Lazarus, come forth. Had he said, just come forth, all the dead would have come out. That's the kind of God we serve. I don't think some of you really believe me. The Bible says that when Jesus Christ died and resurrected, that the graves gave up their dead. That's the kind of God we serve. The Bible says, except a corn of wheat die and fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. That's the law of the sower, Brother Rutledge. Now, I don't know how much you have lost or what has died inside of you, but I'm telling you that the harvest is coming. It's right here. It's starting to roll in. And God is looking for somebody that has some baskets, that's got something to gather it with, that's got its own arms open wide to start gathering the sheaves, to start gathering the sheaves. See, that's hard work. But it's not harder than saying, Lazarus, come forth. See, maybe the church, and we ought to do this before we leave, we ought to just say, Vicky, come forth. I don't know if there's that much faith, but I'm here to tell you one thing tonight. We're just going to cut right to the chase. The Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. The problem is we struggle with the signs. We have the gospel. But the gospel, every time that Jesus preached the gospel, there were signs. Every time he got up and said, you need to be on the Lord, there were signs. Somebody was healed. The blind saw. The leper was cleansed. We need to get to that level. Everybody knows the church at Norwich is a church that believes in the power of God. And it doesn't matter how you walk in. They pray for you and something happens. And you have to give your life to God because it's right there. That's what Jesus was saying. So that you can see that man has power here on earth. Arise, take up your bed and go home. Well, it seems like if God is saying that to us today, somebody, you need to arise. You need to get out of your place. You need to get out of that situation. You need to gather everything that you have, all the strength that you have, all the might, all the energy. And you need to go home. You need to go to those people that are familiar to you. Those people where you abide that you trust. Those people that you're willing to sleep with and sleep around and touch and eat with. That's who God wants to reach. Joshua had it right when he said, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. See, somebody needs to get that in their spirit. That it doesn't matter who's around me, they're going to serve God. That it's not right for my neighbor to be unsaved. Because these signs shall follow them that believe. Because I am not ashamed of the gospel. Because it's to the Jew first, to the church. But it's also to those that are far off. It's also to them too. And so we continue reading. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. I don't know your sickness, I don't know your disease, but I know that we have power against it. I know that there is a name that has been given to us that is above every other name, and that at that name, every knee is going to bow and every tongue confess, because Jesus Christ is Lord. And so you got to call on Him. You got to trust in Him. You got to preach Him. You got to speak Him. Somebody give the Lord a hand praise. And so, when we see the Master, Jesus Christ, in chapter 28 of Matthew, in verse 18, he says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." See, God is trying to show us tonight that it doesn't matter where we find ourselves, the power of God is manifest. It's right there. It's right there, brother, right there where you're at. Before we even showed up, it was here. Before we were born, it was there. And after that we're gone, it's still going to be here. See, the heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Sometimes we just get excited about the crystal sea and the streets of gold. But we got to get excited about the Word of God. Because that is what's going to change souls. That right there. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Not all that to say this. In the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 it says, "But ye shall receive power." And that word power is understood as dunamis. And I think I spoke a little about dunamis. That's the root word for dynamite. But the Lord began to deal with me in this manner. And when I look at all these words, it talks about, and I'm going to read this definition. It says, it's strength, power, and ability. Strength, power. Power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature or which a person or thing exerts or puts forth. Okay. Power for performing miracles. Moral power and excellence of soul. That's why the Lord's Prayer says, "And lead us not into temptation." Because it gives you the power to abstain from that. The ability. And the power and influence which belong to riches and wealth. This word also signifies power and resources arising from numbers. And that's where God began to deal with me, from numbers. The more souls, the more power. The more word, the more souls. And then it says, power consisting in or resting upon armies, forces, or hosts. That's what this word in the Greek here is signifying. We don't only have dynamite to destroy any works of the enemy, but we also have power to gather the numbers. We have power to gather the souls, to gather the sheaves. And see, Paul knew something. Because in the book of Acts, he received the promise, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." And you shall. And so when it came up to the point where they were all gathered together, and the Bible says in chapter 2, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place." But then something happened. And suddenly there came. Now, a preacher once said, "I wish I had a suddenly." But this is what I appreciate from God. We maybe have struggled for a long time. And brother, 18 years. That's a whole lot of time.
But the Bible tells us that there in the power lies the strength for numbers. What is that saying to you and me? That means we need to dive into the Spirit of God, into the Word of God, and begin proclaiming it like never before. How do we do that? We need to dip ourselves in that Spirit continually. Have all things in common. One Spirit, one accord, one same goal, one same God, one same Spirit. So that there may be a suddenly in Norwich, Connecticut. So that God would say, wait a minute, stop! I gotta go there because I'm faithful to my Word. And I gave them power. I gave them dunamis. To make the difference. To begin to lay hands on the sick. And they begun to recover. To speak out sicknesses and diseases. To speak up to spirits, unclean spirits. Get out! Why? Because ye shall receive power. And it's not just any power, but it's power to gather numbers. So we see here in the book of Acts, and I'm just going to wrap this up. The day of Pentecost was come, the Holy Ghost fell on the 120. But it didn't just fall on 120 persons. There was people listening. They had power to gather numbers. Approximately 3,000 were baptized. Because they heard. They heard. They say, how we being Galileans? How do these guys know our language? See, what happened is the power came upon them, the Holy Ghost moved through them and gave them gifts to speak to the people that they needed to reach. That same power is here tonight. But brother, I don't know Spanish. God does. But brother, I don't know English. God does. See, that's the power that we need. It doesn't matter what the obstacle is. God gives you the power to overcome it. God knew that they were in the midst of a city that was surrounded by people from every world. And I believe that God spoke to them and used them to reach every nation. That's why He said, go ye therefore into the world, into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He was talking about you. He was talking about me. But because He knew the power in that word. He knew that there was dynamite in His mouth. He knew that if you spoke, that God would come through. He knew that if He worshipped, that God would come through. So Peter tells them, repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You'll receive what we have. You'll be able to reach your neighbors. Yes, I believe that God gave us the power to speak in tongues and to rejoice and to shout and to be endued. But I also believe that He gave us the power to evangelize the whole world. That it doesn't matter what that obstacle is. God gives you the power. The Spirit comes upon you. And it doesn't matter if it's a keyboard. It doesn't matter if it's through music. It doesn't matter what your ministry is. God will use that. It just so happened that the people in Jerusalem, they just knew how to worship and pray. But what do you know how to do? Some of us work in restaurants and in places of business. And God can use you right there. God wants to use you right there. That's why He gave you the job in the first place. That's why He put us here. That's why you're in Norwich. Because these are the people that God wants to reach for His honor and His glory. But it comes time that the church realize that and say, I have the power. I have the ability. I will reach out to everyone. I will reach out to my neighbor, to my brother, my sister. But because I have the power, I have the anointing, I have the Spirit of God. And I praise God that He's using the internet, the World Wide Web, that He's using email, whatever means necessary, so that everybody would come to repentance. That's biblical. Can somebody shout praise the Lord tonight? And so as I close right now,
I want to read one more scripture. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord shall call. Now, friend, if you're listening to my voice or you run into this tape, I want to speak to your life right here, right now. And that is that you need to receive this power. You need to have this power. This dynamite power to destroy those forces that are trying to keep you down. So that you could be set free in Jesus' name. Because I am not ashamed of this gospel. For it is the power unto salvation. Unto salvation. And you need to be saved. What do I need to do to be saved? You need to be baptized in Jesus' name. You need to be filled with His Holy Ghost. You need to be touched by Him. You need to be renewed and strengthened and healed. Because that is the power that you need in your life. That is the power that we need to operate in every day. Each and every time we come through the door. Each and every time when we go out. See, the Bible said, ye shall receive power. But it wasn't so they would stay in the upper room. It's so they could go out and reach all nations. And I thank God that we're coming out to the uttermost part of America. We're right here. I told you about the scripture that God spoke to me, and I'm going to repeat it one more time. Matthew 4:16 says, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light. And to those that were under a shadow of death, light was sprung up. You are that light. That is the power of God unto salvation. You need to spring up in every which direction you can. Any way you can. So that the glory of God would be felt and manifest and the sheaves would come and the harvest would come. But we need to change our mind. We need to say, in the name of Jesus, I lay hands on you. You're sick, you shall recover. If you have a disease, I have power in Jesus' name to overcome that disease. Can we just lift our hands and worship Him? Lord, in Jesus' name, we give you praise. We give you honor, God. We worship you, Jesus. I pray you undo us right now. And I release a word by faith, by the power in Jesus' name, that you release it in this church, that it may be birthed in them to reach out for the lost. To touch those that are sick. To touch those that are bruised. Just give sight to those that are blind, that they may be revealed the name of Jesus.